Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contentious.
Welcome to this edition of our International Divine Intervention Day program. I'm one of your hosts and facilitators. I will be with you for the next 120 minutes. We're so glad that you all took time out of your busy schedule this morning to join us. We're so happy to have you with us. Praise God. Happy Sabbath. Shalom. And we're going to have an outstanding program for you today. We have testimonies coming forth. We also have a praise report, and we have our Miracle Prayer Day warriors with us this morning. But we're going to get things started this morning and just have a little praise and worship music this morning. So we're going to ask you to stand by, and to the best of your ability, we hope that you can hear this.
So we'll give him all the glory, and so forever we'll give him all the praise, because he's an awesome God. He's never changed, never failing. He does all things well. For the Lord our God is mighty. Everybody know him to be mighty in your life. I said the Lord our God is omnipotent. That means he's all powerful above all idols, above all addictions, above all other gods. But most of all, he is wonderful. Can you join in with us as we minister this song? Y'all come on, the song says this, listen.
give you all the praise and all the glory. We worship you, O Lord. That's our praise and worship this morning. I just want to say to you all, it is very important to start your day with God and to end your day with God. And even if you just have a song on your heart throughout the day, you'd be surprised at the peace and tranquility that will go with you. When you meditate on God all day, there's a peace that will come over you. There's a happiness. There's a joy. And, I mean, I'm not just telling you what I've heard other people say. I'm telling you what I've experienced myself. And then when you, even sleeping at night, I find myself going to sleep with a song on my heart. And throughout the night, for some reason, that song is on my mind. It's as if it's, you know, they say we, in psychology and science, they say we have the three minds, the ego, the superego, and the id. And so it's within that subconscious mind that we're, this music is being playing, this song is being playing in your head. And it's like it gives you the sweetest sleep. And let me tell you, I just woke up with that song. I went to bed with that song on my mind. I meditated on it yesterday. And here it is. It was just with me all through the night. So I don't want to make it about me ever. Really, I don't. And I want to just say to those of you all who support this mission in some way or other, whether it's just getting people to come on the program or whether you subscribe, I just want to, I got a text 3 o'clock this morning, 3:06 to be exact, and, you know, it's because of what you all do. This is a team effort. This is not about me. This is God's program. This is God's mission. I got a text message, 3:06 this morning. I just saw it maybe 7 minutes ago. We reached out, a young lady contacted me and said that her grandchildren have not been to school for 2 weeks. School started recently, as many of you all know, in South Florida. And she wasn't even asking me for help. She was just sharing that. She was so depressed. You know, her daughter was having some issues, and the person whom she trusted to give some money to help her with her children's clothes, her four kids, the person did something different with the money, and the kids did not receive school clothes. Three boys, one girl, all elementary school ages, and the boys needed haircuts and everything. So I contacted my executive vice president, and together, because of the sponsorships that many of you all do, and because you're helping me with this program, that young lady, the grandmother now, all of those kids will be in school Monday, and to God be the glory. To God we give all the praise. And that's why I was able to have this song. To God, he deserves all the praise. She was thanking me, and she was in tears. She said she cried so much. But it's not about me. I take no credit for it. It's those of you all that even helped come on this program, putting it together. And I did receive another text that I just saw last night. And I'm a little... It's like, well, God, one of the people who is in charge of putting, getting the prayer warriors for, she's taking on another assignment, so she won't be able to, she said that she won't be able to get the people for the prayer warriors. So I'm praying this morning, when we have our prayer warriors, all of the prayer warriors, I'm asking you to pray that God would either touch this person's heart to find the time, or send us someone else, because all of us are busy. I know that we are, and I certainly appreciate all the everything that everybody does for this program, God's mission. And it's not about me. It's about his program. This morning I received another text that we were looking for two more prayer warriors, and before I even got up, the text was there that we have the other prayer warriors. So this morning we're praying. We're praying that God would give us someone who will not mind, who may have a little bit more time. And we certainly understand the busyness of people in their lives. I'm traveling again tomorrow. And it's like you know, it's like, God, I can't keep up with this by myself. So I need you all out there, please, please. And I think it's you know, and I'm not judging anybody, but I believe it's my duty. And if nobody comes on board, I've got to do this because I made a pact with God that I would. So at this time, without further ado, and I know I've taken up more than enough time, I'm going to go ahead and welcome Principal LeBron. It's good to have her with us this morning. This takes a lot of the load off of me. Everyone that comes on program, I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. I really do, because I know it's early, and some of you all are on different time zones, and I know it's early. But guess what? There's a blessing in getting up early, a tremendous blessing. So you're not doing this for me, you all. We're all doing this for the glory and honor of God. Principal LeBron, good morning and welcome to today's program. And we certainly appreciate you doing the welcome and purpose this morning.
Good morning, Dr. Walker. Good morning, everyone. Sounds like you did that welcome well. The purpose that we're here for today is to just bask in God's presence. The theme is why pray. So we're actually going to stand the in-depth, I should say, the meaning of why do we actually pray? Why do we actually talk to the God of the Creator? Like the song said this morning, He is wonderful. He is an awesome God. All praises go to Him. There's nothing that we do that we give ourselves a pat on the back. We give all our praise to God, all good things and all good works. It is because of God, not because of us. We certainly appreciate all of those who have consented to come on and to do whatever it is that they're going to do on this program, whether it's praying, whether it's giving a testimony, whether it's giving the song meditation or speaking. Today we have a special speaker. We have Ms. Shannon Bright that will come to you with a special message this morning. And I would like for you to, you still have time, to just text someone else, you know, have them come on the line as well, to receive God's blessing. So again, I say welcome, welcome, welcome. And you will not leave this place unblessed. You will definitely be blessed after this. So make sure you tag someone else on the line. So that, tag someone else, another friend that you have or family member that needs to hear this, that needs to hear the word of God, that needs to bask into His presence. Because as you're not only praying to just say words audibly. You're praying to getting to His presence and speaking to Him and just being still and listening to His voice. So once again, thank you and welcome.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Principal LeBron. We're going to go right ahead with our program this morning, and we're so happy to have Sister McDonald with us to give us our opening prayer. Good morning, Sister McDonald.
Good morning. Happy Sabbath. Can I pray now?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let us pray. Our kind and loving Heavenly Father, we give you thanks, dear Lord, and we give you praise for this another blessed Sabbath day. Lord, we know this day comes with double blessings, dear Father, and we receive it in the name of Jesus this morning. Lord, as we come, we just ask that you wash us and cleanse us and make us holy dying. May there be nothing in us, dear God, that is not of you. I just lift up this line to you and the presenter and all that will pass in their minds, dear Lord, and let everything be done to your name's honor and glory. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So we give you thanks and we give you praise and all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen.
Yes. Thank you so much for that. Good morning. Did you finish, Sister McDonald?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Amen. Amen. For some reason, we blanked out. I'm sorry. Okay. Thank you for that opening prayer. This time, we're going to go right ahead with a brief scripture and interpretation with Sister Beverly. Good morning, Sister Beverly.
Good morning, Dr. Jesse. Good morning, everyone. Happy Sabbath. This morning I'm reading from Matthew 6, 1-8. Father, as I read your word this morning, Lord, I pray that your blessings be upon us, Lord, on this day of prayer, Father God, even as the topic is while we pray, Lord, fill us with the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of the worth of prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Thirdly, I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest thy alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corner of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask. And there Jesus given us an illustration of how we should pray. It's not the amount of words we say, it's not the eloquence of our speech, but it's the words that we speak from our hearts. If we go into 1 Chronicles 4:10, when Jabez made that simple prayer, he used only 33 words. Isaiah 38:1-5 also give us the illustration of King Ezekiah. When the Lord sent Isaiah to King Ezekiah to tell him that he should get his house in order because he was going to die, Ezekiah turned his face to the wall and he cried to God, and he only spoke 28 words. And by the time he finished speaking, the Lord told Isaiah to go back and tell Ezekiah that he's giving him 15 more years. And in Luke 17:1, Jesus said, men ought always to pray and not faint. Even though many times we pray and we don't see or get whatever our hearts desire that we're praying for, it doesn't mean that we shouldn't pray. It doesn't mean that God is not listening. He's listening. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 said, pray without ceasing. Prayer is that one sacred moment in the presence of God, between us and God. Prayer is important. And even when we pray, we know when we don't even know what to say. Romans 8:26-27 said, the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So we have to pray. No matter what's going on in our life, we have to pray. A prayerless life is a powerless life. So that's my few words. Amen. Have a blessed day, everyone.
Amen, amen. A prayerless life is a what, you said? A prayerless life is a what?
Powerless life.
It's a powerless life. That is beautiful. Absolutely. I need to write that down. A prayerless life is a powerless life. Life. Amen, amen. This time, we were scheduled to have special music with Sister Jasmine. I'm not seeing her online. We're going to open up the lines just to see if Jasmine, if you're there, press 1 on your dial, please, to make certain that we don't overlook anyone. I don't see Sister Jasmine. If you're there, please press 1 on your dial. Okay, perhaps she's not there this morning. We're going to go ahead with an early morning brief testimony by Sister Wilma Jackson. Sister Jackson, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Sabbath, sisters and brother out there. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. I'd like to know if I could just say one, just one verse in my song before I give my testimony, because it's so sweet to trust in Jesus, because
okay,
that's all I do.
Okay, just one verse on mine, please, because we're already over time. Please.
One verse.
That's fine.
It's so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus said the Lord, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him over and over. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Amen. Well, sisters and brothers, this morning I have a little quick, short testimony. We all know that God worked with his wonderful sevens, like his seven-day Sabbath, his seven candlesticks, his seven churches, his seven angels, his seven lamps, seven spirits of the Lord, and the seven stars, according to Revelation 3 and 1. I have a wonderful quick testimony. What my Lord has did for me to show me how much he loves his children. I had said to my Heavenly Father one day, if I had a breakdown at night with my car, because it's a 1997 Honda that have some mechanical troubles at times. Well, it came to pass. And this came to pass on the seventh month, praise God, of July. God's sevens again. That God, that's God's favorite number, you know. And my Lord, he rushed back into his favorite number, chapter 14, verses 6, of the tribe of Judah. And he called on my brother, the son of Jabez, and he said, do you know he used him to take me home that night, Caleb? I live about 13 miles from town. He was so happy to help me. He told me that God told him to help me, and he did. He asked me about my Ten Commandments on the back of my car, because I have the sticker, the Ten Commandments, on the back of my car. That's why he said, that's why I was so happy to help you and to bring you home. Amen. God is so wonderful. He's so wonderful. And again, in the same month of July, the seventh month, my weather radio stopped working. And and God brought to my mind to call Channel 12 News Station and to ask for his next son call from Numbers chapter 14, verses 6, my brother Joshua, hallelujah, Caleb and Joshua, the son of Nun, who searched out the land. Well, when I called him, he came to the phone and asked how could he help me. I told him what the problem were. So he said to me, he said, do you live in Prattville? I said, yes, I do. Then he said to me, meet me at the post office next Tuesday at 12 o'clock. So I went to meet him, but he had to meet with another apartment. So he left me a brand new weather radio. Wow. It was already programmed to be used. I said, praise the Lord. And he left me a sweet note with it. God is so wonderful. He cares for all of his children, no matter how small it is, no matter how big the problem situation is. So now, can you believe that my Heavenly Father let me meet my next brother by the name of Jordan? Remember that Jordan River that my brother Caleb and brother Joshua led us over? Well, anyway, this brother was named Joshua T. taken from Joshua chapter 3, 8, 11, and 13. He gave me his mother's phone number. She is a naturopathic doctor. And when I told her what happened to me, how God let me meet these other two brothers, Caleb and Joshua, now, Jordan, she said, God may be getting ready to cross you over Jordan River into the Canaan land to be with the Lord like he did Moses. I said, amen. What a blessing, what a blessed gift that would be in times like these. This is my testimony, what God has done for me. Praise his wonderful holy name. He cares for us. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Jackson. That was a wonderful testimony. God cares for us. I'm telling you, he comes right on time. So I appreciate. Thank you. We all appreciate that testimony. It just gives us hope and know that if he can do the same God that has done that for her, that's the same God that can do it for you. Now, this time we're going to go right into our focal point with Sister Evans. She's going to be stressing the title, which is Understanding the Significance of the Lord's Prayer. Of God has taught us to pray, so she's going to let us know step by step what's the significance of that prayer and what, you know, why is it important for us to utilize that template that God has, that Jesus has given to, the same one that he has given to his disciples, he's given it to us. So, Sister Evans, are you on the line? And then
yes.
That's going to be followed by our testimony by Sister DeMol. So go ahead, Sister Evans.
Happy Sabbath, everyone. Good morning, Elder Dr. Walker and Radio Land. Happy Sabbath, happy Sabbath. Before we begin, let's say a word of prayer. Father God, we come to you this morning in no other name but in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we ask that as we get into this segment, Father God, of understanding the significance of the Lord's Prayer, we pray that hearts will be receptive and minds will be alert. In Jesus' name we pray as the Holy Spirit leads right now and take over. Amen and amen. Well, understanding the significance of the Lord's Prayer. As I do my research, it said the Lord's Prayer, meaning the Lord's Prayer is much more than a handy guide on what to pray, when to pray, when no other words come to mind, the prayer, if we meditate on each petition, secure as a moral compass, that relates the best way to go before the Lord. The Father, in requesting his guidance and protection. The Lord's Prayer begins with our Father, because we are his children, which heart in heaven. We do not pray to objects on earth. Hallowed be thy name. In simple terms, hallowed be thy name means we respect God and are loyal to him only. He said, thy kingdom come. When Jesus prays for thy kingdom come, he is saying that God will be in control forever or until the end of time. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. You know, thy means yours. Will means desire or wish. Done means completed. It is completed. This is clear that we are making a promise to God that we may say, God, your will be done in my life or in our life just the way you have it recorded in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. When we go to Exodus 16, verse 4, God tells Moses that each morning bread will rain down from heaven to feed the children of Israel. who are hungry. They are to only collect as much bread as they need for that day and keep none of it for the rest, for the next day. This is the daily bread Jesus is referring to. I believe the real meaning of this verse is that we must always rely on God to provide for us. As we grow spiritually, we do not become independent and no longer need God to provide for us. As we grow closer to God, we actually need him more than ever. And forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. When we think of the word debt today, the first thing that probably comes to mind is a loan or a borrowing of money. However, the verse is not referring to financial debt. Instead, it symbolizes righteousness or moral debt. Jesus is referring to our past sin. In the Lord's Prayer, we are asking God to forgive our sins after we forgive the sins of others. The Lord is not into temptation. He said, and lead us not into temptation. What this verse mean? This verse of the Lord's Prayer asks God not lead us to do something wrong or into temptation. Asks, we need God's help, because we are often tricked by the devil into making the wrong choice. Deliver us from evil. We are asking God to rescue us and set us free from sin and evil in our lives. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The final verse of the Lord's Prayer is our acknowledgement of God's power. And as we said, divine means something that belongs to us. Kingdom means an area controlled by a king, heaven on earth. Power means ability to act. Glory means to give respect or praise. By saying this line of prayer, we are telling God that we will not forget that everything belongs to him. He is in control of heaven and earth. He has the power to have mercy, or he has the power to have mercy on us or punish us, and he deserves all of our praise and our recognition. Praise God. Amen and amen.
Okay, well, thank you, Sister Evans, for that focal point. We certainly do appreciate for the understanding the significance of the Lord's Prayer and how relevant that is. There's also a book out there that I've had for years, and I seem to have misplaced it, and I went and recently bought another one. It's by Charles Allen. I'm not sure if any of you all have heard that name. He's the author, and it goes back a long ways, and Sister Evans is talking about the significance of the Lord's Prayer. It's a very powerful reading. It gives you the 23rd Psalms, the Lord's Prayer, the Ten Commandments, and the Beatitudes. And if you all are interested in getting the breakdown of some of this here, it's along the lines of what Sister Evans just mentioned to us. And it's by Charles Allen. It's called God's Psychiatry. God's Psychiatry. It's an interesting read, a very interesting read. All right, this time we're going to go ahead with our programming and have our first testimony. Well, we'll have another testimony, I should say, our second one. Sister Jackson gave us our first one. We're going to have one now with Sister DeMoore. I'm hoping that I'm saying your name correctly. If not, please correct me. Sister DeMoy will bring us our testimony, followed by our first miracle prayer partner, which will be Sister Shelley Johnson. And at the time when our prayer warriors come online, we're going to ask everybody if you'd be kind enough to mute your phones so that it does not interfere with our program. Prior to muting, we'll open up the phone lines to give all those who have a special prayer request an opportunity to put in their request, which will be giving your name and giving your request. And if you're interceding, you want to present an intercessory prayer for someone, please not only give your name, but clearly give the name of the person that you want to have the intercessory prayer done for. And so at this time, Sister DeMoy, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Sabbath. I would just like to give a testimony of something that happened to me a few months back on the way to a graduation. And I was going out of town, where I have been several times. I decided to, instead of taking Interstate 10, to take Interstate 59, even though I knew it would take longer. And so I set my GPS on my telephone and in the car to go this route, because I hadn't been that way in a while. And when I got almost to, when I was going down 59, it said detour. And so I said, okay, I took the detour, and it detoured you, but then after a while, there was no more signs how to get back to Interstate 59, which was going to take me to Interstate 20. And so I just kept following the GPS, and it kept saying, turn here, go here, turn there. And it took me through all the little towns. It never took me back to the interstate. And so I was just following the GPS, and then I realized I don't know where I'm at. I'm going through every little small town, back road. I really didn't know where I was. I was actually lost. But I said, I'll follow the GPS. It will get me where I'm going. So actually, I ended up being lost for over 2 hours. And then it got dark, and I was trying to get to my sister's before it got dark. And it's dark, and it keeps putting me on the Natchez Trace, and then it takes me off, and then it puts me back on. And so it kept telling me, turn right, go this way, even though I knew that this should be a straight way to where I was going. And, I mean, the roads were dark. They were just one way. You didn't know where you were. It was animals, deer and different animals crossing the road where you had to drive very, very slow to keep from hitting something. And I was praying the whole time. And I said, Lord, please help me to get there safely. So it finally put me back on the Natchez Trace again. And I was driving, and it said, get off. And I said, no. I said, Lord, I know that the Natchez Trace will take me straight to this town where I've gone before. I know it has an exit if I stay on the Natchez Trace. So I stayed on the Natchez Trace. I didn't follow the GPS. Took me to where I was going, and the next exit was where I needed to get off. And then I realized after talking to one of my friends that the satellites were out, and so you couldn't, you know, the direction, the GPS really wasn't working. And it just kept taking me around in a circle and around. And I said, you know, I had to listen to the Holy Spirit telling me, this is the way you should go. Don't depend upon these GPS and your phone and your internet and your computers. follow the Holy Spirit. God will show you the way. And I said, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Because I felt while I was on these dark roads, all kind of dangers were surrounding me, Lord. And I just said, Lord, please help me to get there safely. And the Lord did. And so I would just like to say that listen to the Holy Spirit. Follow the word of God. He will get us home safely. Psalm 32:8 says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. It says, I will guide thee with mine eye. And I just thank the Lord for his love, grace, and mercy, Lord. And I just remember, Lord, to follow the Holy Spirit. And I thank you all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister DeMoy, for that powerful testimony. That reminds us that our original GPS is God. If we just listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, he will guide us into all truth. He will guide us into the direction that we need to go. At this time, we're going to go to the throne of grace. We're going to step into the presence of the Lord. And we're going to ask Sister Shelley Johnson, if you're on the line, to please come on. At this time, I would like for you to unmute to let your request be known and tell Sister Johnson, what is it that you're petitioning? Do you like for her to petition to the throne of grace? Sister Johnson?
Hello, good morning. Happy Sabbath, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning.
Happy Sabbath. Is there anyone who has a prayer request?
Yes, I do, Sister Johnson. I'm asking prayer for my dear Sister Nyer. I don't know her last name, but she's really having a lot of problem at this time with her car is out, and her husband jumped on her, and then she had to have him borrowed from their home. And she's also pregnant, so please ask God to deliver that situation and make it right. Pray for her husband that because she needs him. They got two children. And she's on the way with the third one. So for such a time as this, please keep her in your prayer. Thank you
and
very
who's
much.
This
is Sister Wilma Jackson.
Jackson, okay. Thank you, Sister Jackson. Do we have another prayer request?
Yes. This is Sister Jasmine. Please pray for me and family. This is Sister Jasmine. Good morning. Happy Sabbath. Please pray for me and family.
Okay, Sister Jasmine. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
This is Sister Lewis. Could you please lift up Brother Raymond? Brother Raymond lives here in America, but he has lost his two grandchildren in Jamaica in a very tragic accident. And so he is depleted financially and would love some financial help to bury his two grandchildren in Jamaica. So pray for him as he mourned the loss of his grandchildren. And there were three other children who lost their lives in this accident. So just pray for these families. Thank you.
Thanks, Sister Lewis.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there someone else?
We'll go with those.
Okay. I just want to share a scripture before we pray. And the scripture comes from Zechariah chapter 9, verses 11 and 12. Zechariah 9, 11 and 12. It says, as for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant I have sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit is no water. Turn you to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto thee. So we see God is saying we should turn to him. We are like prisoners, but not prisoners in a way where we are, you know, not able to be free. We are free in Christ, and we are just prisoners held by God and his promises. God has given us lots of promises for different situations, and so he calls us prisoners of hope. He says he's declaring today that he will render double unto us. So whatever our prayer requests are, whether they be silent or whether they, you know, I have them listed here, God is going to render more than we expect. And so today, I thank God for the opportunity to pray Dr. Walker and this vision that God has given him and everyone who contributes to this program being successful. We want to just thank God. And we just want to claim double blessing, double refreshing, double anointing, double portion of his Holy Spirit as he uses us to do his work, build up his kingdom, and bring those in darkness, those in chaos, confusion, circumstances they're unable to deal with on their own. We thank God that we have hope, and we know from experience, from other people's testimonies, we know that God can do great things, great and mighty things. So we're going to go to God in prayer right now and just turn your hearts with me towards heaven. And I just need you to have the hope that you will hear an answer. So Father, how holy is your name. How blessed is your name, magnificent, awesome. You are greater than great, mightier than mighty. There is no one who can take your place. You sit in the high heavens, yet you condescend with us. In this very low place on Sabbath day today, we thank you, Father, for the refreshing that you give us as we rest, as we put away our labor, as we focus more on you, as we gather together. We don't see each other's faces, but Lord, we stand in the same faith, same belief that you are God. Your Son Jesus Christ sits on the throne, the right hand of your throne. Your Holy Spirit helps us to intercede. Your holy angels guard, protect, and do ministry on our behalf. We just bless your name and your team today. For you are worthy of our praise. Thank you for all the promises you've kept in our lives. Some, Father, we really conscious of, and some we don't even realize that you have done, and you've answered some prayers. So, Father, forgive us. Forgive us for neglect. Forgive us for omitting to do that which our purpose is on earth. Forgive us for speaking, Father, when you gave us the chance. For, Lord, even encouraging someone, forgive us for not praying enough. Oh Lord, we just thank you, and we invite your holy presence, invite your mighty power and intervention into every matter that is listed here. So Father, we bring Sister Nair. Lord, we thank you, Father, for this young woman, but Lord, circumstances are coming up against her beyond her control, beyond what she's able to deal with. The car situation, I pray, mighty God, that you will fix the situation more than she expects. Father, remedy this husband situation, Lord, more than she expects. Father, she's pregnant. Lord, bless her and her unborn child. Lord, remove the stress that it can cause, Father, situations for this child later in life. Lord, most of all, forgive her and save her. Lord, let your name be praised as she see you work on her behalf. And, Father, may you be glorified. We thank you, Father, for Sister Jasmine, for her and her family. And we also pray for our families, too. Lord, because family is nearest and dearest to our hearts. Lord, what is heaven if we go there alone? And, Lord, our families are lost. Father, like one writer said, save my children. Keep your mansions, but save my children. Save our children. Save our spouses. Save our loved ones, Lord. Father, have mercy upon them. Bring them in. Remind them. Father, create circumstances that will cause them to ponder and cause them, dear Father, to give you their attention. Lord, bring back the rebellious. Bring back the backslider. Bring back, dear Father, those who are in darkness. Awaken them. Shine the light that they may see and understand. When, Lord, when we share with them, Father, your truth will be revealed and it will be simple unto their minds. Father God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, Sister Neela, Lord, and Brother Raymond at this time. Lord, it's a crushing thing to see your children and grandchildren suffer. Father, he has lost two grandchildren. As a grandfather, Lord, you know he was close to those children. I pray you comfort him and the rest of the family, because accidents are sudden, Lord, and because people are cut off suddenly, Lord, it's a whole different level of stress. No, Lord, financially he's not able to have the funeral for these children. I pray, God, that you open the door some way for him to have this money, Lord, to do that which must be done. Lord, we pray, Jesus, that you will speak to the hearts of those who have this money. Speak to the hearts of those who are generous and who are able to give. Lord, that this ceremony will be completed and he will know that even though his grandchildren were taken, you were still with him and you will ever be with him. Lord, we continue to pray for this program. Let your blessings flow upon us in your hope. Give us hope to cope. For Lord, without that hope, Father, we are going to get depressed. We're going to feel suicidal. We're going to lose their Father interest. We're going to have no desire to pray. So, Father, keep that hope burning in our hearts. And every person who is listening here today, we ask you, Father, that you will remedy whatever their circumstances are. First of all, our sinful lives. Father, wash us. Clean us up today. Father, fill us. Refresh us. Father, send a fresh anointing upon us. Bless every speaker, Father, everyone who is participating, and create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us, Lord. And Father, as we unite our hearts, our voices, our praise, our prayers, our testimonies, Father, let them come to your sweet incense this morning. Let there be a refreshing, not only on us, but to your throne. Thank you for hearing us, Jesus. Thank you for the blood that will never lose its power. Thank you for the blood that's able to reach down to the deepest darkness, Father, and to every place. Lord, we bless you. We praise you for the mighty outcome of these ceremonies and the Father of these prayers that we have sent to you and the rest to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much for that. Powerful prayer. This time we're trying to bring in Sister Elizabeth Jones for her testimony. I don't see her online. Perhaps we may have an incorrect number. Sister Jones, if you're there, press 1 if you haven't done so already so that I'll know that you're in the queue. If she's not there, we're going to open up the opportunity for someone. If you have a brief praise report, something that happened recently within this month of August. I think we're still in August, yes. Something that may have happened to you this month that might be a 2-minute, no more than a 3-minute, brief praise report that you just you want to just get people where they're shouting because God has done something so miraculously for you that you got to tell somebody. So if you got a praise report, just a brief one, press one on your dial. If you haven't done so, I'm going to open up the lines right now and find out. But if Sister Elizabeth Jones is here, as we're opening up the lines, then Sister Jones, if you'll go ahead and let us know that you're there. We don't want to overlook anyone. But if you've got a praise report that happened to you this month, the month of August, then we're going to bring you in. Is there anyone that wants to give a brief praise report?
Yes, I would love to praise the Lord. He's so good to us and provides for us just what we need and even beyond.
Yeah, I believe this is Sister Poet Rosette. Is that right?
This is, yes. This is Poet Rosette. Good morning, everyone. Yes,
morning.
I ended up just sending off a request for the teacher loan forgiveness program. When I did my master's, I got a loan, and I've been teaching at the detention center for over 5 years now. And if you have like 5 consecutive years of service, you can get $17,000 forgiven. And so I sent that off this past week, and then in addition to that, I got this, you know, a friend of mine was. We were so excited about the news when that President Biden and what he signed about like loan forgiveness. So I see how God is helping me to be debt free in different ways, and of course, if you know I have blessings like that, for sure I'm going to be passing it on to someone. So I just want to praise God for how He's you know, blessing in that way.
Amen. Amen. That is, you just, you know, registered something in my ear that I'm supposed to make a call as well. Thank you so very much for that. That brief praise report. This time we're going to have another miracle prayer. We're going to have 4 this morning since we don't have another testimony, but we do have a praise report. Sister Poet Rosette, are you ready to give us a miracle prayer this morning?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to open up the phone lines again this morning, and we're praying. I have a special prayer request that God would send us someone that will take charge of getting the prayer warriors for us every 2 weeks. That's my special prayer request. And that I have to travel for a doctor's appointment, that I'm asking for God for favor for a good report. Yes. So we're opening up the phone lines right now. If you have a special prayer request, the phone lines are open up now.
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Walker.
Good morning.
And good morning, Principal LeBron and everyone on the line. This is Sister Marjorie. I have a request. I've been calling each time about, you know, my peer, my mom and my sister, they passed, and, you know, we have a problem with the building. And it's like, you know, we had someone who wanted to steal it away. So we've been having struggle the past few years. And now next week, although we are saying we didn't want a sale to be done, next week, they want to sell the building. Although, you know, so we've been back and forth. So just asking you to say a prayer that the sale may not go through, and, you know, and pray for my family and myself, and also to pray for my friend, Pastor Roll, and his family, and for all the family who's going through loss of their loved ones. God bless you. Thank you.
Okay, I got that.
Okay.
I have Sister Marjorie, so go ahead.
This is Sister Wilma Jackson again. I forgot to pray for my dear brother Rubicar. He's going through a stress divorce and been sold out of his home.
Ruben?
Ruben Carr.
Okay.
Yeah, the other Carr. And also for my, all five of my sons, they all coming home. I ask God to help them to get to find Jesus for such a time as this. And my son need an apartment. It's hard to get an apartment these days when you're mentally disturbed. So please keep us in prayer. Thank you. God bless. And for also and for Brother Jesse Walker, that he passed his test, for a lawyer. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, anyone else?
This is Sister Jasmine again.
Okay, Sister Jasmine.
Please pray for Johnny, who's on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Nixon, who has colon cancer.
Pastor Nixon.
And please pray for my mom and my uncle, who is battling COVID.
Okay. Who's battling COVID? Okay. Anyone else has any other requests?
Yes, I have a request. This is Sister Shelley Johnson. I want to pray for my grandchildren as they return to school. One just started college. And not only them, but all of our children who have gone to school or in school, that it would have a successful school year. Also for my granddaughter, her name is Imani. She's going to be starting a new job on Monday. And it seems like
Imani's new job?
Yes. It seems like this job is going to be very challenging. She said she read reviews where people said the workload was so heavy, they had to go to therapy and this and that. And I said, well, I don't want you to take on other people's view of the job. You need to pray and ask God to give you daily wisdom, daily strength, mentally or physically, so that you can do this job. Because they may just be doing the job for a paycheck. Now, this job lines up with what she wants to study, the career path that she wants to go on. So it would be very, very, helpful to her as she works. She'll get to learn stuff that she probably could apply later, as she goes through her studies. So may God help her take away the stress and her anxiety. Yes.
Okay, thanks so much. So praise God. We're going to go into prayer now. I want to just kind of say that, God is always there, and Jeremiah 33:3 reminds us. It says, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. So let's go before, let's call on God. Our loving Heavenly Father, we are so grateful, Lord, that we can come into your presence. We know, Lord, that you've said to call on you and that you will answer. And so I come, Lord, as your daughter this morning, realizing that you love us, you know what's best for us, and that you want what is best for us, Lord. So I pray, Lord, that you will forgive me where I've fallen short. I claim the merits of the blood of Jesus in my life, in everyone on the prayer line's life, in our family and friends' life, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you will just draw us closer, Lord, with your Holy Spirit. I'm praying a special prayer, Lord, for Dr. Walker to be able to get someone who can secure prayer warriors for the program every other week. You know exactly, Lord, who will be willing to do this work for you and to seek you, Lord, for on behalf and to intercede. And so I'm praying, Lord, that you will send someone who will be willing to do that. Oh, Lord, my heart goes out to Sister Naya, and I pray that you will continue to be with her and what she's going through, Lord, with her husband. And you pray that you will continue to work on her situation. Oh, Lord, I pray that you will be with Sister Marjorie, work in a mighty way, Lord, intercede, and send someone, Lord, who can help them with this situation, with this building, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that your will be done. And in addition to that, Lord, I pray that you will be with them as they're grieving, and other families, Lord, that are grieving the loss of family members. I want to pray a special prayer for Pastor Roll and his family, and also Sister Marjorie and her family, and her as well, Lord. She just wants you to just intervene in a mighty way in her life. I want to lift up Sister Wilma Jackson to you, and she's bringing before us Reuben Carr and the divorce that he's going through, Lord. Oh, Lord, I pray that, you know, you will look down on him in mercy and help him to be able to find a place, and whatever your will is for him at this time, Lord, I pray that you will strengthen him for that and give him hope, Lord, and the ability to move on, Lord. I want to pray a special prayer for her sons, Lord. We know, Lord, that you want us to prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. And so I pray, Lord, that you will help her sons, Lord, to see their need of you, especially her son, Lord, who is going through mental health issues at this time, Lord. Oh, I pray, Lord, that you will help him to be able to get the help that he needs. But above all, Lord, I pray that you will help him to accept you as Lord and Savior, Lord, so that you can deliver him from the enemy. Oh, Lord, I pray that you will continue to be with Sister Jasmine and who she's bringing before us, Lord, Johnny. And I pray, Lord, that you will help him to see his need of you, Lord, so that you can deliver him from drugs. And also, Lord, if there's a program that he can be in, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you will send people around him who can lead him in the right direction to resources that can help him, Lord. But I pray, Lord, that above all, you will help him to see his need of help and his need of you, Lord, so that he can be delivered to be able to do your will and your purpose for his life. Lord, I want to pray a special prayer for Pastor Nixon as he's going through colon cancer. Continue to heal him and bless the doctors with wisdom and help him, Lord, to do his part each day, Lord. I pray that you will bless him with wisdom. And even if he needs to go to a wellness center, I pray, Lord, that you will provide for him with that. I pray that you will continue to heal her family that are going through COVID at this time. We present them to you, Lord. And also, Lord, Sister Johnson and her grandchildren, pray that you'll be with them as they're going back to school, as well as other children, Lord, who are going back to school. I pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will be with them each day. Protect them. Send angels to surround our beautiful children. We know, Lord, that you said that they are a gift. They are a heritage from the Lord. And so I pray, Lord, that you will help us to take care of the beautiful flock, Lord, that you've given to us. And help our children, Lord, to be a gift, to be the blessing that you've promised that they will be. I pray that you will continue to heal and restore in every way possible, Lord, and help Dr. Jesse, Lord, to pass his test, Lord, for the bar exam according to your will. We just want to thank you. We want to praise you. And for everything that we have failed not to ask you, Lord, fail not to grant it unto us according to your will. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much for that. This morning, this time we were trying to get Sister Elizabeth Jones, but for some reason we're not getting her this morning. All right, so we're going to go ahead with our program and see if anyone else has a brief praise report that happened maybe this month in the month of August, and it's only maybe 2 minutes. If you got a very brief praise report and you want to just, you know, just how good God has blessed you, you know, whether it was in health or a neighbor, a family member, or it was a financial blessing, or just simply a word of encouragement that someone gave you, a brief 2-minute praise report. Anyone?
Yes, I have one real quick. I was walking down my stepway. It had just finished raining, and I have my warfare shoes, which is very slippery under the bottom, and I was walking down the step without holding on to anything, and bang, there I fell back on my bottom. It's still very strange because it was unexpected, you know what I'm saying? But the way I fell, I could have fell forward and bust my head, but God let me fell back, praise God, and it injured my elbow and my shoulder, and I just sat there and started praising God, giving God the glory because I have surgery on my left knee and had my knee replaced, and I could have been really boogered up, but God, I have but a God testimony. He's so concerned for every little thing that happened to us in our lives. So I thank God for watching over us under Psalms 121 and Psalms 103 and Psalm 34. Amen. Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else with a recent praise report that happened this month and you just want to give God the praise, just a 2-minute or less praise report?
I'm Sister Lois, and I just want to praise God again and again, because it may sound simple, but I did not see my son for over 3 years. The last time I saw him was in 2018 or something, when we went to Arkansas to see him, and we had a wonderful time. But because of COVID and all that was going on, he wasn't able to come, or we were able to go. And so he came and visited us last week, and we had a wonderful time. Praise be to God, my only son. And so I give God thanks for the blessings that he has blessed us with. And while he was here, he was able to take us, his daddy, to see the surgeon, and he had surgery on his eyes. And I couldn't find that place by myself, but he just came right on time. And I praise the God of heaven. He's such a wonderful, sweet, loving Savior. I love you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sister Lewis, it's always a blessing to hear your angelical voice come over the air waves and tell us how good God is. We certainly look forward to that all the time. And, you know, we're getting ready to go into our third prayer warrior with Sister Hyacinth. Good morning, Sister Hyacinth.
Good morning, Dr. Walker.
We're going to
open up. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear us? Okay.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Not being able to get on all morning long. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen for that. So we're going to open up the phone lines, and Sister Lewis, with her angelical voice, just registered something with me. And Sister Hyacinth, if you would pray for our young people today, all of the children, you know, the parents who have children on this line. This is my special prayer request because I have four, and oftentimes their lives are so busy. Almost reminds me of how busy my life has been, and their lives are equally as busy and quite successful. However, you know, I get stories every single day about parents who just want to hear from their children and want to see their children, and COVID has interrupted a lot of family lifestyle. So we're praying for our children that God would impress upon their hearts that as the parents are getting older, it becomes very important for children to realize that it's important that we can either see them through FaceTime or that we could just hear their voice sometimes. And like with me, I've made a conscious decision to just go twice a year because my children live in different states, just to see them. And so I would encourage the parents, don't ever give up on your kids. Don't ever give up. And I know many of you all don't. But keep praying for them. Keep praying for them. The children are a gift from God. And even when they've gone sideways or other ways, don't give up on them. God knows what it's like when we have our emotions that are attached to our children, unlike anything else. Sometimes it may not, and forgive me for saying it like this here, it may not always even be attached to a spouse as much, but the children, and there's nothing like mothers, you all. There is nothing like mothers. And I think that you all are the greatest thing, that greatest gift that God could have placed on this planet because you're so special. When you could have turned around and had the decision at the time to abort, but you chose not. And I just think that you all are so special. So forgive mine taking up a little time, but I hear pain in people's voices every single day, every single day. And multiple people, I get calls about their children, multiple calls. So I'm asking Sister Hyacinth that you will pray for the children.
Okay.
Anyone else? Anyone else?
I would like to say I praise God as we start this new school year, how I have seen the hand of God upon our school. He has blessed us with a enormous grant that affords us to provide more resources and materials for the students this year. And the students are, you know, they're excited. It's just a different feel this year. But I praise them for that, and I ask that you continue to lift us up in prayer, New Bethel, so that, you know, we will increase more in our enrollment, and that the students will be taught of the Lord, and great peace shall be with them. So I continue to keep us in our prayers, in your prayers. Thank you.
Amen.
Please pray for my three children, especially my two girls who have backslidden. And also, as Dr. Walker says, all our children, they are so precious, but they need Jesus. And may we as parents show them the right example, because they are watching, they are looking on.
I have a prayer request. This is Sister Shelley Johnson. I need some corporate prayers. My mother lives in another country, South America, and I haven't been able to see her for, 6-plus years now. The same month I was planning to go and see her, I usually don't tell her I'm coming, but somehow I told her that I was planning to come, and she said, don't come because we're going to have elections, and, you know, if things go out of control, you're going to get stuck here. And I said, well, I usually don't tell you I'm coming, but I will honor your request. As I was still thinking about how I could go, COVID struck like 2 weeks after. So I haven't been able to go so far. Now, because my country still holds the policy of no one coming in without a vaccine, it has been impossible for me to even try to you know, make any plans. I'm praying, and I need your prayers that God will open the door for them to entertain, you know, those who have not been vaccinated, and I'd be able to visit her. You know, God will keep her from any death or passing before I can do so. Thank you.
Can she come here?
She doesn't want to.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Right,
I think
we're praying for the Speaker of the Hour, Sister Shannon Bright, please. Also, Sister Wright. We're praying for the Speaker of the Hour, Sister Shannon Bright.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes. Any other prayer requests, you all?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Actually, I was just lifting up your prayer request, Dr. Walker, because you said you have an upcoming doctor's appointment. So we need to add that in the prayer.
Oh, thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Okay.
This is Sister Jasmine. Please pray for my health.
What's your name again?
Jasmine.
Sister Jasmine, I also have upcoming doctor's appointments. Please pray for my health and pray for my home. My home is under attack. So please pray for my home. Please pray for my health. Thank you.
All right, we'll petition the throne at this time.
Holy Father, we just want to come before your throne of grace and glory on this your holy Sabbath day, day of rest, where we can rest from all our labors and be refreshed spiritually. Lord, you hear the cries and the petition of your children on this line. Lord, it is many. But Lord, we know that you are a God that never gets tired, never gets weary. Your eyes go to and fro this entire earth, and you see the travail of man. Oh, Father God, we know that you are good and you are faithful, and you never, never leave your children without help. So, Father God, we're going to lift our eyes onto you, onto the hills from whence cometh our help, because our helps come from you, which made heaven and earth. Oh, Father God, we know that you are able and above all to deliver us from all evil. So we want to put the children before you this morning, the young children, Lord. You see the situation that they're going through. You see how the enemy is roaring, especially against our children, against our families, Lord. But, Lord, we know you can quiet the roar of the enemy because you quieted his roar at the cross. You quieted his roar at the resurrection. So, Lord, we know you have the power because you're sitting at the right hand of the Father, and you're equal in power to the Father, as our lesson says a few weeks ago. So, Lord, we just want to lift up the young people to you, Lord. Take charge of their minds, Lord. Give them that mind that is in Christ Jesus, Lord. Oh, Father God, remove distractions and attractions that are keeping them away from you. Oh, Father God, remove any stumbling blocks that's in their life at this time and secure them for your kingdom, Lord. You said our children should be for signs and wonders, Lord. So, Father God, we know that you're going to contend with any evil foe, Lord, that's against our children, any principalities in high places, Lord. You're going to contend with them and save our children like you promised, Lord. So we thank you, Father God, for this great promise that you have to save all our children, Lord. We pray for those in the schools, Lord. You know how their mental state is at this time, Lord. We see the many shootings and the many stuff that's going on in the schools. Lord, we pray that this year, Lord, you will stay the hands of the enemy and let not any evil befall these children, Lord. We commit each and every school children into your hands. We pray for the school that was requested, prayer for enrollment, Lord. We pray that you increase their enrollment. God, this school, the children are being taught of your goodness and your greatness. So, Lord, we pray that you continue to bless this school, Lord. Bless them this year, Lord, as they proclaim your word to these students, Lord. We just want to lift up also Sister Lois' two daughters, Lord. They have wandered far from you. But, Father God, we know that you have your arms open and ready to receive them. And you said not one sheep will leave your fold and you will not seek them out. So, Father, we pray that you seek out these two girls. Give them the circumstance, Lord. Give them the desire, Lord, to want to reconnect with you, Father God. We pray, Father, that they will be like the prodigal son and they will return home, Lord. They will say, there is meat in my father's house while we're out here eating pig's food. So, Father, please, I pray that you send your Holy Spirit, Lord, to reckon with them, Lord, so that they can be saved in your kingdom. We also want to uplift the prayer requests for the parents, Lord. Parents, we have a grave duty, Lord, and that is to lead and guide our children, Lord. We pray, Lord, that we will take this commission very serious, Lord. We will realize that this is a God-given commission, Lord. Oh, Lord, let us be examples, living examples for our children so that they can see Christ in us and be led to glorify your name. Holy Father, we pray also for the Shelley Johnson's mom, Lord. We see the obstacles that are in the way for her seeing her mom. We see the many blockades, Lord, but we know that you can move everyone, Father God. So we are calling on you this morning, Lord, to open the way for Sister Johnson to see her mom. Oh, God, you are God of this universe, and you said, fear not, because you can deliver us. So, Lord, let us not fear. Let us leave everything into your able hands. Oh, Lord, we just want to pray for those who have doctor's appointment, Dr. Walker and Sister Johnson. Oh, Lord, you know their situation, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you intervene at this time and give them a clean bill of health, dear God in heaven. You tell us to take care of the temple, Lord. We pray, Lord, from the crown of the head to the sole of their feet, Father God, that you will give them that special anointing, Lord. Whatever that's going on in their health realm, Lord, we pray that you take charge of it. You are the great physician, and we know you can heal, Father God. So we pray healing for these individuals, Lord. We pray a good report, Father, a good lab report, a good test report that they will receive, oh God in heaven, when they see the doctor. Oh Lord, we also want to commit before your able hands the speaker of the hour, Shannon Wright, Lord. She is your servant, Lord. We pray that you use her. Send your Holy Spirit, Lord, to give her the words that you want us to hear this morning, Lord. Oh, pray, oh, Father, we pray for special anointing of her lips from above, Lord. We pray, Father God, that you will bring her thoughts in alignment with yours, Father God, so that she can speak your word and your word only. We pray, Lord, that this message will bring uplifting. This message will bring hope. This message will bring healing to our hearts, dear God. Oh, Father, bless this program. We bless all the partners. And we pray for the support for this program to continue, financial and even the support morally, Lord, for this program. We pray, Father God, that this program will spread throughout this country, Lord, and many other countries, Lord. And we pray that we'll all be saved in your kingdom. With thanksgiving, we humbly ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. What a powerful prayer. Thank you, Sister Hyacinth. What a powerful prayer. Thank you so very much. As the time is starting to pass us, we want to give the speaker enough time. And I want to thank all of you all for your participation this morning as well. We're getting ready to introduce the speaker at this hour. If we have overlooked anyone, we certainly do apologize. We humbly and respectfully apologize. We're going to do our best to do better. You know, there's always room for improvement. So keep us in prayer as we continue to do this mission. Our speaker of the hour is a woman of faith whom I've had the pleasure of meeting by way of these airwaves. I've never met her in person, but you can just tell just when she comes on the airwaves, I can only imagine what her personality is like, because every time I hear her voice, it just brings like another song in my heart, a song of meditation and praise and positiveness. I've come to realize that her faith in God has made her whole. She's married to a very supportive husband. She's a kind and loving mother. She's president and Chief Executive Officer of Bright Interiors Group, her own company. There's just so much. When you hear her, you'll know that this lady, I just could only imagine, there's no negativity in her circle. There's probably no drama in her life. She sounds like she's a person who cares and is kind to others. She gave a testimony on here once where I can't even imagine. I believe it was during a carjacking situation, and she actually later saw the carjacker in person across from her house, if I remember correctly. And she actually approached him and declared that he was the one that carjacked her at gunpoint. And so when you hear something like that, you know that her faith in God has made her whole, because faith and fear cannot operate simultaneously. And I never will forget that story, because that's just like such – that stuff that people don't do. But her faith in God has made her whole. Listen, after the next the song of meditation, after the song of meditation by Sister Jasmine, the next voice that we will all hear will be the voice of a woman who is so positive, so energized. It's like the Energized Bunny, and I've never met her personally. But it's just when you hear someone that's like she is with this personality, it just radiates to you. And the next voice that you will hear after this song of meditation by Sister Jasmine will be none other than our speaker of the hour, Sister Shannon Bright. What a powerful name, Bright, because she brightens up the place, and just as she certainly has with, I'm sure, with her being president and CEO of Bright Interiors Group. Please hear ye her after the song of meditation.
I pray you'll be all right and watch us where we go and help us to be wise in times when we don't know. Let this be our prayer when we lose our way. Lead us to a place, guide us with your grace, to a place where we'll be safe. I pray you find your light and hold it in our hearts. When stars go out each night, remind us where you are. Let this be our prayer when shadows fill our days. Lead us to a place, guide us with your grace, give us faith so we'll be safe. A world where pain and sorrow will be ended, and every heart that's broken will be mended. And we'll remember we are all God's children, reaching out to touch you, reaching to the sky. We ask that life be kind and watch us from above. We hope it's all we'll find and never soul to love. Let this be our prayer, just like every child needs to find a place, guide us with your grace. Give us faith so we'll be saved. Needs to find a place. Guide us with your grace. Give us faith so we'll be saved.
Amen. Amen. That was beautiful. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It's another day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for that introduction, Dr. Walker. And I am just glad to be in the land of the living this morning, because if the devil could have his way, I would have been dead and gone a long time ago. So glory to God. Let's pray. Father God, all-knowing God, God of the universe, all of you, and none of me this morning, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So when Dr. Walker asked me to be the guest speaker again, and he has to have a title, and I told him, I said, let me pray about it, and I'll get back with you. So I prayed about it. I'm like, Lord, what should the title be? And everyone that knows me knows that I love to pray. So the Holy Spirit said, why pray? So that is the topic of discussion today. It's why pray? So quite often, people don't understand the importance of prayer. Prayer is our best communication with God. Prayer is the chance that we get to have dialogue, to talk to share with an all-knowing God, a God that knows everything. And oftentimes people will say, well, if God knows everything, why we got to tell him? We're not telling him. We're communicating with him, and we're talking to God so that we can get his insight. I will leave the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, that will guide us, that will direct us, that will talk to us. He has left that for us. And God loves when we talk to him and we pray. And I read an article, and it was about prayer, and it said that there are over 250 times that prayer is actually mentioned in Scripture, in the Word. So first of all, daily prayer gives us an opportunity, like I said, just to talk to the Lord, to share our feelings, share our desires. And then the second thing is daily prayer gives us a chance to express our thankfulness, because God is so good to us. And then the third thing is daily prayer provides a platform for us to confess our sins and ask for forgiveness. And the fourth thing is daily prayer is an act of worship, and it's an act of obedience. And finally, daily prayer is a way to acknowledge who is really in control. As I listened to all my sisters speak this morning and give the scriptures that they were giving, and we were all in unison. We were all aligned with the same purpose, knowing that God is a God that knows all things and that he hears our prayers. So those topics that I just gave you, I just want to dig a little deeper into that, because we know in this crazy world that we're living in, things are changing daily. Life situations are changing daily. As a matter of fact, it can go from good to bad just like that, and we all know that. So God calls us to bring our concerns to him. In Jeremiah 33:3, call to me and I will answer you and will tell you great and hidden things that you do not know. We know nothing. We have to rely on the Lord to tell us everything. The minute you think you know everything, you will fail, because we don't know anything. In James 4:8, he says, draw near to me, and I will draw near to you. Who better to draw near to than the Lord our God, an all-knowing God? God wants us to be close to him, not sometimes, but at all times. And in this season, where he says, pray without ceasing, we should definitely do that.
because this is perilous times that we're in right now. And we know, without a doubt, no one knows the exact moment or the exact hour or the exact second when Jesus will come. Nobody knows that. He says not even the angels. But we do want to be prepared for his soon coming so that we can go back and live in that land made new. Now, daily prayer gives us a chance to express gratitude for the things in our life, everything, all good things. He said no good thing will he withhold from his children. And it's no secret that we must give thanks to the Lord for all the things that he gives to us and thankful for his goodness, his loving kindness to us. In 2 Chronicles 16:34, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. We are commanded to give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his love does endure forever. In Psalms 9:1, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all of your wonderful deeds. I will praise you, O Lord. I will tell, and he will tell us all the wonders. We pray on a daily basis to acknowledge his faithfulness and his abundant provision in our daily lives. Daily prayer provides the platform for confessing our sins and asking for help and repenting. Listen, let's just tell the truth. We sin every day. Whether you think you do or not, we sin every day. So as followers of Christ, what we got to do is we have to confess our sins. We have to acknowledge our sins. In Psalms 32:5, I acknowledge my sin to you, and I did not cover my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and he forgave me of my iniquity. Because one thing about it, nothing is hidden in the eyes of the Lord. We have to tell God what he already knows. He's a God. He's omniscient in all his ways. He knows all things. But daily prayer time is a great place to unburden ourselves with everything that's going on in our lives and give it to the Almighty God, the one that can't. We can call people. We can ask for prayer. And one thing about it, that's good to touch and agree because that's what he said to do. But God is the one that can change the situation. And we know that prayer does change things. Daily prayer is an act of worship and obedience. Perhaps no other verse better than this one sums it up. In 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God. Be joyful, and anybody that know me, I don't care what. I keep joy in my heart. Be joyful always, pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God. We got to pray without ceasing. We got to pray nonstop. We have to pray for each other. He said in his word, anything that concerns us, concerns him. Daily prayer is a way to acknowledge who is really in control. We are in a world, in a season of people that think that they are controlling things when they ain't control. Look, yes, I said ain't. I said they ain't controlling nothing. God is the controller of all things. As Christians, we know who is really in control. God is sovereign. Nothing happens without God knowing about it. In Isaiah 46:9-10, remember the former things of old, for I am God. And there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times things not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will accomplish all my purposes. I know I'm just going to reflect for a moment on my personal life, and the Lord has blessed me where now I do, as Dr. Jesse said, I have my own dealership. But I'm also still working for my previous dealership. So God has given me a double blessing. And I remember this one particular individual, and she was just going on and on about what I should do. And she was new to the company, what I should do and how she's going to control things. And I just looked at her and I laughed. And she looked at me like, what is she laughing at? And I said it before because, you know, you have to be careful when you're discussing religion on a job. I looked at her and I just laughed and I said, honey,
You don't control nothing. Oh, I don't? No, you don't. God controls everything. And God is a God that reveals all. And when I tell you my God showed out, so she's still there, and she's looking at, as it says in the word, my territory has been enlarged. And guess what? Now, what does she say? Can you pray for me? I absolutely can. I absolutely can. God is a God. Look, when he says, stand still and know that I am God and there is no one above me, when we trust in the Lord, he said, I'll make your enemies your footstool. So she said to pray. Look, I did. I was like, Jesus, I really don't want to pray for her. But I couldn't be like that. I had to set my flesh aside and pray for her. And I also had to pray for me that my prayer was earnest from my heart, that I really prayed for her the way that I should. So God is a good God. One thing that's really important is spending time alone with God. If you go to scripture, there are several scriptures where even Jesus spent time alone with God. And Lord knows, if Jesus knew the importance of solitude and spending time with the Lord, then who are we? We are to follow the patterns of the Lord with spending time alone. And basically in Psalms 57, be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me. For in my soul takes refuge in the shadow of your wings. There are several scriptures. In Matthew 14:13, this talks about, now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from them on the boat to the desolate place. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him. Jesus was always trying to be alone and spend time with the Father because he knew the relevance of spending time with the Father. In Mark 1:35, and rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. In Mark 6:45-46, immediately he made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, to Bethesda, while he dismissed the crowd. And after he had taken leave of them, he went up to the mountain to pray. Mark 14:32-34, and they went to a place called Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, sit here while I pray. And he took with him Peter and James and John and began to be greatly distressed and troubled. And he said to them, my soul is very heavy. Luke 4:42, and when it was day, he departed and went into a desolate place, and the people sought him and came to him, and he would have kept him from them. Luke 6:12, in these days he went out to the mountain to pray, and all night he continued to pray. All night he continued to pray. We're talking about Jesus. Luke 9:18, now it happened that as he was praying alone, the disciples were with him, and he asked them, who does the crowd say that I am? In John 6:15, perceiving then that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, Jesus withdrew again and went by himself to the mountain. If Jesus knew the importance, why to pray, to be alone in solitude, then who are we? We must follow the lead of the Lord. And before I end, people always say, Bible, Bible. The Bible is true. Basic instructions before leaving earth. The Lord has left us the word. He has left us his promises that we can claim. And we serve a God that will never, ever lie. So if he said it, it is true. Father God, Lord, we thank you that we have had this time to praise you, to worship you, to honor you in the early morning hours. God, you are a good God, and your mercy endure forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, sister. Thank you so much, Sister Bright. so much for this sermon. This, you know, you went into different points of why should we pray. And just to reiterate that if Jesus took the time, and Jesus is God, if Jesus took the time to go into, how much more are we to do that? You know, thank you so much for letting us know that the reasons why we are to pray. You know, we have to express our gratitude. That daily prayer helps us to acknowledge that God is in control of everything that happens in our lives. That daily, as the day is going to go by, Jesus is in control of every situation. God does not make any mistakes. And so we have to go and to him to unburden our souls, to let him know that, Lord, that you're in control. So that's why it's important to pray without ceasing. Thank you so much. And also, he, you know, several times in the Bible, Jesus just took that time and withdrew himself. You know, so we need to take that time. We need that. During the summer, we had a vacation Bible school, and one of our, you know, things we said was tag, time alone with God. We need to have that time alone with God every single day, every hour, so that we can be in sync with him. We can constantly realize that he is sovereign God, and he is in control of our situation so that we can worship him in obedience and in truth. So thank you so much. We were blessed by the word. We were blessed, and I'm sure all of you that are on the line, you were blessed. Wow, this really jump starts my week. But just time alone with God, and even if it was like 5 minutes, make it a little more time. More time with God is more power. So keep that in your mind as you go throughout this week. Thank you once more, Sister Bright. And I would like to thank all of the house, all of the participants, and all of the guests that came on this morning. Thank you so much for, you were a blessing for whether you said a testimony, whether you prayed, whether you read a scripture. Thank you so much, and continue on to doing the will and the work of God. And I want you to mark your calendar for September the 10th. That's about 2 weeks from now for our next program, our Miracle Prayer Day program. So anyone that's interested in on this program, so please contact our staff members, Ms. Woodbury, Dr. Walker, or myself. And personally, we love you. We would like to have you continue to work for God, to continue to be part of this growing ministry. And remember, don't forget to invite others to our program, including the other programs that we have on Thursday night and Friday night that airs between 7 and 8. So please continue to do that as well. At this time, we're going to have our benediction with Sister Lewis. Sister Lewis, if you're on the line, if you can go ahead and bless us. Sister Lewis?
Yes,
if you can say the benediction, please.
Okay. Dear Father, we thank you for what you have fed us with this morning. We praise your name, and may the God of peace be with us. May he bless us. May he do our waiting so good. May his face shine upon us and give us peace. May he give us the faith and the courage and the strength and the power of the Holy Ghost, now and forevermore. In the wonderful, powerful name of Jesus, we praise your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you all, and have a blessed Sabbath day. This concludes our program.
Amen. Praise God.
good day, everyone. Shalom. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath to everyone. Happy Sabbath, Dr. Walker, and to everyone. And thank you, Sister Bright, for that beautiful, powerful sermon. God bless everyone on the line. Stay safe and be well, everyone. Thank you, Sister Marjorie.
Praise his name. Praise.